The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hi, Clean Nation. Tracy Thompson here. And I am joined today by Nick Kesru in Spokane, Washington. Say hi, Nick.
Hey, everybody.
Nick and his lovely wife, April, who's not with us today, have been two of our most favorite clients for quite a while. I think as long as I've been with the company. And Nick has agreed to come back and talk with us about his adventures in the last 20 years. They started in 2002. I was like, dude, that's 20 years. That was a long time. The adventures of starting a business 20 years ago and going through all the roller coasters of having kids and starting a family and going through COVID. And yeah, so I'm going to dive right in. As I said, Nick has Pioneer Commercial Cleaning Company in Spokane. And their slogan is, we are the most awesome janitorial company in Spokane. And I am sure that's true. I am positive that's true. At least you're the most awesome owners, at the very least.
I hope so.
Well, let's dive right in, Nick. So tell us about, there's two backstories I want to hear about. I want to hear about first, like your sort of back origin story. Why did you start a cleaning company 20 years ago? Like, what was that like? And then the other origin story we're going to talk about is how you came into our world to grow my cleaning company. So start 20 years ago. So what inspired you to start a cleaning company?
So my wife and I we were very young. And we knew pretty early that we didn't like working, regular jobs. We like working for ourselves. So we started our own company. We were doing, merchandising, vendor repping, just all kinds of other, educational stuff. And then, I don't know, at some point my wife picked up a couple of house cleaning accounts and we started doing it together. And we actually were like, this isn't bad, because we actually get work right by each other, and whatever we had other projects we have going on in life, we can talk about. And it was a pretty natural thing. And then, so we just focus on it for a tiny bit and started getting a bunch of house cleaning accounts. It wasn't too long into it, I realized I didn't really like the house cleaning part of it. So then we just started looking for commercial. And then, as soon as we picked up a commercial account, we switched.
And then how long ago was that?
We switched about probably 9 months to a year into residential. We switched to commercial.
Okay. So it's been a while. So you've been in commercial for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And our first big account in commercial was, it was a 28 building, big account. So I was a very ambitious young man.
Well, you know what? I am certain that the industry as a whole, your business, your life has changed so much in that 20 years, right?
Yeah, it's entirely different.
I remember when I first met you, it was at a live event that we were doing for our Next Level group. But I'd love for you to share with everyone how you came into our world to begin with and met Mike, or how did you end up in Grow My Cleaning Company's world?
So, over the last 20 years, our company has grown and shrunk, and it's served us well sometimes, and other times we've served it like slaves for years on end. We basically, we just had employee problems after employee problem. Mm. And I had kind of gone through just phases of getting sick of it. And I would just get rid of almost all of our employees and down to one or two. And then, I was in a phase of that, and then COVID hit. But for about, 1 or 2 years, I was listening to Mike's podcast for probably within the first two dozen podcast. I found it and I signed up for his program, you know, just the online courses. So I had already sort of like, I'd known that he was a good resource for this type of thing. So as soon as COVID hit, it was just like, oh crap. It's definitely time to do something, because this is not a good time. Because literally COVID hit and we lost 50% of our work. It just 50% of our customers were like, hey, you're not coming in, we're not paying you for it. Stop everything. So it was like, oh crap. So it was a scary time to invest in ourselves, but it was definitely a good time to do it. So
that's an interesting, I'd love to have you elaborate on that a little bit more, because we all know, I mean, now we're 2+ years into the whole, you know, after COVID really hit everyone pretty hard, and we've had our ups and downs and so forth. There's a lot of people that still, I mean, now we're dealing with a whole different sort of situation as a ripple effect from all the COVID years, is inflation, high costs, a work shortage, an employment, employee shortage. We're experiencing a whole nother sort of wave of problems, of issues. And I know, Nick, that there are a lot of people out there in Clean Nation probably listening right now, thinking to themselves, gosh, you know what? Fuel costs, employee issues, all of these things. Like, I don't know, is this a good time to grow? Should I even try? Do I downsize? Do I quit? You know, I'd love to hear about your thought process. You just said it. I don't know. Is this a good time for me to invest and go put the pedal to the gas, right? Put on the gas or retreat? So maybe you can share some of your thought process of what made you decide, no, I'm not going to retreat. I'm going to grow through this and invest instead.
I'm not super good at quitting stuff. And we basically were at the point, like, it was super scary at that point. You know, it was like, we don't know what to do. Like, our company, we had literally just sold, you know, huge accounts, you know. I think we sold, I don't know, 600,000 square feet of, you know, monthly cleaning we just sold off like 6 months or a year before that. So we were, you know, like really, really vulnerable right then. And it was kind of like, should we quit and just do something else? Or should we like actually try this? And I just realized that I'd never actually thoroughly given this a try. You know, I basically done everything on myself, on my own, a solopreneur, just try to do this. And kind of just basically through the reading books and through Mike's podcast, I realized like, maybe I just don't quite know the right way to do this. Yeah. Maybe it's not me. Maybe it's just my skill set. Maybe I just need better skills. Cause I work as hard as everyone else, probably twice as hard as most of them. Something's missing. So,
yeah. Well, you know, that's very interesting that you said that. I think there's a lot of people out there. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people out there that go, but gosh, you know what? I work so hard. I'm putting in the hours. I'm busting my behind. You know, I've kept the faith. I'm still here. Why isn't this working better? Why am I not growing? Why am I not getting the bids or hiring? Let's talk about it. I mean, over COVID, it's been sort of, you know, between shutdowns and then the, what are they calling it? It's like the mass exodus, you know, the workforce just leaving. The labor force just sort of leaving the scene of the crime, so to speak. So since you've been with us in this program, how would you describe the difference between maybe the way you were trying to hire before and staff up even prior to COVID versus what you're doing now and how it's different?
Yes, I'd say that's probably, I don't know, huge ingredient to our business, you know, growing a lot in this last couple of years is how we hire. In the original days, we would basically kind of by referral, if we knew someone needed to work, we kind of ask them like, hey, so you need, you know, friends, family, So our business would wrap around their tiny little fingers, mm-hmm. all of these people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't have a good system. We didn't have regular candidates coming in. We didn't, we were afraid to hire people we didn't know because we thought that we'd get ripped off or they'd, you know, burn the building down or, you know, like steal everything in there and then burn the building down or something, but some ridiculous stuff. So we just had never actually tried. So that's a huge difference. Now we actually have a system where we have, yeah, I don't know, 150, 180, I don't know, sometimes 200 candidates a month, all asking us to work for our company. Out of that, you know, we hire, I don't know, 2-4% of that. It's a very small amount of people we still hire of that, but we have so many people trying to get in our company that, you know, of the two to four people we need a month, we actually get to pick. It's like literally a crowd of people and we pick the ones who actually stand up and be like, I'm your kind of person. And holy cow, they stand out like incredibly different. So.
And I know I love that. And I know that there are so many listeners right now going, oh my gosh, where I want that. I want to have that. Maybe you can also talk about the quality, the kind of people that now that you're getting through your hiring funnel, through your system, not just like hope and pray, you know, cross your fingers and hope that the people that get referred to you are the right ones. Through this system, talk about what it means to have core values matched people come through the door now.
Yeah, it's the difference is like, it's seriously night and day. When you have our typical old hire would be like, you're like, hey, okay, so this is how we clean a bathroom. And they're like, they clean the bathroom. You're like, okay, so we have to do the mirror and then we have to actually clean the toilet and the floor. And they're like, oh, you never told me. And they're like, okay, so this is how we clean a bathroom. And you repeat. And it's just like the same, or it's like, we have to show up on time, or it's like the same problems you have to deal with over and over just because they are just not that. You're like expecting them to, you know, like do backflips and they can't even stand up. It's like, they're just not that. They can't right. do it. Not in their, and it's not that they're bad people. Like they're probably fantastic security guards or something that doesn't require moving and doing what we do. So, what like our hiring ad in our system, mm-hmm. How we have the two interview system, that Mike teaches and how our core value hiring ad, the people who read it, they genuinely, when they show up at our interviews, they're a little excited. They're just like, well, you know, who is this? You know, who, you know, the ad, it definitely gets them. It's different than every other job ad on there. Let's put right. it that way.
Right.
It speaks to them. And then, it definitely, it's, you know, like it feels embarrassing when you first write, you know, these types of ads, you know, like really, hey, this is me on it. This is us. This is like
putting yourself out there.
We're retarded. We're silly people or whatever, you know, sorry. We're just goofy people. We're not that professional all the time. When you do that, it's a little bit embarrassing and it seems silly, but it really makes the wrong people hate you. It's a good thing.
Right.
You don't want them coming in your company. So, but the right people.
It's a filter, right? Yeah, it's a filter. And I know from working with you and coaching over the last couple of years, Nick, that you and April have reported how refreshing it was when you started really getting a lot of those core values matched people coming through the door and then staying with you and helping you build culture and build a strong team. And I would love to hear from you. What was that like the very first time you got a really good core values matched person, not just somebody who could do the job, which obviously we all want, but someone who fit, who felt like, wow, this is my person. These are my people, right? What was that like having a core values matched person come into your business?
It makes you almost tear up because you go to jobs and you're just like, oh my gosh, like I work so hard to give you guys good jobs and like, thank you for appreciating it. It's just, it's really cool. It actually makes me emotional.
You know what? And it makes me emotional because I know how many of our Clean Nation out there, how many hundreds, maybe thousands of business owners who haven't ever experienced that. They've only ever experienced the old model, like the fear or the crossing their fingers and hoping that somebody decent will come through, or they won't burn down the building, or they won't, you know, that's all they've known. Is fear or feeling held hostage by the employees that do end up coming through the door, and they're so desperate that they are too afraid to let them go. And it's such an awful feeling as an owner to not have that. But when you do, when you have someone who feels almost like family, like, wow, I get to breathe.
Thank goodness, like I have, you guys are not only going to do the job, but they're going to make sure that like everyone's taken care of so that the whole team wins. It's like, yeah, it's so much different. It's different. You don't have to chase and then, you know, like spend your weekends catching up and fixing mistakes and covering shifts all the time. Cause no one wants to help you out. It's so nice. Instead you got, you know, your team doing trivia and, you know, making jokes and stuff in your Slack channel and, you know, being supportive and awesome and fun. And it's you get to focus on growing your company instead of like babysitting, you know, adult,
right?
Expensive adult childs.
Yeah. Right. Though. No, that's so, so, so true. And speaking of growth, I would love to have you share with everyone, over the last, let's say, well, I mean, even in the last year, but over the last 2 years that I've known you, talk about what you've been able to do largely because you have this hiring system now, this vetting system, this core values matched hiring system. How have you been able to grow? What has that been like? Maybe you can kind of throw some percentages out there, let people know how much you've grown.
Yeah, it's like, so like since, like I said, we had just shrunk to a very vulnerable spot and then lost, you know, 50% of our business overnight. But since we've started with you guys, I think, it's like over 600% we've grown. I think we have around 15 to 17 employees on our staff now. You know, it fluctuates, but yeah, it's basically in how the economy is right now. It's at least in my brain, it's a hiring game. It's not a, can I find work? Cause there's work everywhere right now. It feels like at least, cause our marketing's pretty good too. Thank you, Jackson and the team.
Yes.
But there's work everywhere. It's just a matter of who can get the best employees. Sure. And if you can get good employees, you don't have to babysit. You can focus on growth. And then, so that's been key to us. So it took us, you know, 6 or 9 months of just figuring out, you know, a good foundation for a company, pricing structure, and then really understanding like our core values and then like the little gut feelings we have on people, how to actually understand how to hire the right people, who are the right people, you know, and then getting thicker skin to be able to just stick up for like, you're awesome, but you can't work here. You know, like, it's not, we hate you. It's not, we're punishing you. It's just like, we have a well-oiled machine.
Yes.
I gunk it up, please.
Oh, no, absolutely. I love that. And it's so, they're so intrinsically tied. The hiring and training and cultivating and growing team and having a really strong culture inside, because that enables you to provide the high level of quality that your company stands for. And then that enables you to attract better quality clients that aren't going to try to nickel and dime you to death and try to, you know, negotiate the lowest possible price. And I know one of the big, big steps, big leaps that you took in the time that I've known you is in pricing, in your pricing, in your pricing model, right? And not feeling like, gosh, you know, maybe we need to compete more on price. And I'd love to have you share with everyone about your concept on pricing now versus before.
Yeah, but before that was, that was just the last 2 years of us, our company was just like it was tanking because we were, there were some big franchises that moved in and they were very cheap. And I'm just like, I got to compete. So, you know, I cut $5 off and then $10 an hour off our rate. It was just like, we were dying even quicker. It's like, I don't
right.
even know what was happening. So we would do more and then more. And then anyways, so I'm, now it's, we are definitely, I don't think we're definitely not the most expensive, but we're definitely not cheap. Our, you know, we just have a very, solid understanding of what things cost, mm-hmm. how important taking care of employees is and, how much that costs. And
yes.
because of that, our prices are just what they are. And, we're totally cool with people not liking our prices and mm-hmm. good luck finding good luck finding good employees. Cause we have those and you're not going to get good employees for cheaper. So
I
better position now.
I love that. And Clean Nation, if you're out there going, gosh, not only am I having a hard time finding good employees, but I feel like I'm getting chewed up and spit out there in price and, you know, competition, whether you're residential or commercial, if you're feeling that way, I love, Nick, that you are here sharing with everyone. It absolutely is possible. It's not only possible, but with the right systems, with the right hiring process and culture building, it's so, so important. Core values is everything, right? That North Star, we talk about this all the time, but even with clients, knowing your core values, knowing your value in general, like your the value equation, what you bring to the market space, builds that confidence and that competence, right? You just, it's a momentum that you get. So, Nick, if you were to give one piece of advice, whether it's maybe it's a myth busting, something that people think is true that isn't true, or something that you would like to share with Clean Nation, what would be the one piece of advice you would give everyone out there right now?
Oh boy, that's a hard question. probably just take, at least for me, you know, being in the business for 20 years, just things have changed like so much, you know. It used to be phone book ads. Now it's TikTok ads, you know, it's incredibly different world than it used to be. So, I would just say, just take time and invest in yourself and just try to learn, even like little parts of how to do this new business model in the modern age, how to market online, how to hire, how to speak to people in your own voice. I would just take time to invest in yourself because, just, you know, a couple years of, you know, time, with you guys has, you know, it's like that whole, like, learn to fish. And I'm like, you know, it's worth learning to fish because it's just a different game, you know, like there's different fish in the sea now. So
absolutely. I love that. And, you know, we didn't talk a lot about marketing, but I totally agree with you. I come from marketing and as a copywriter and marketer myself, I completely agree that the landscape has changed. And guess what? We're now in this market, we market for good employees. It's just as much marketing to write a really amazing core values matched based advertisement for attracting employees as it is for attracting clients. And I think that a lot of people don't think of it that way, right, Nick? They're going, well, you know, I'm focusing all this effort on trying to acquire clients and not giving the same attention or intention around attracting the right employees. And yeah. I know that, didn't you, if I'm not mistaken, haven't you tried doing some like a little more creative things? You talked about the ad for attracting employees, for example, and I'm thinking maybe I'm remembering wrong, but it seems like you're doing some creative things, either videos or doing something different in your hiring funnel too.
We've done just Facebook ads and then Yeah, we just have a very strongly us core value add. We have pictures on our profile and stuff like that, but we haven't gotten, Ryan and Tasha have the cool, like,
back. Okay. I knew I was like somebody, a millionaire that was doing something.
I need someone to do backflip for me. No.
Yeah. You're just doing pushups, right? There's no backflip. Well, I do know that, as a quick side note, not to get too far off track, but in today's environment, listen, Clean Nation, your employees or potential employees, they're going to Google you. So if you don't have a good Google presence, if you're a ghost or you're boring or whatever, get out there, be dynamic, be seen, be visible, get creative, be authentic. So
yeah, that's a lot of that, like a lot of our Facebook stuff is our potential employees. They're the ones who check that.
Yes.
And I can say another thing real quick on having good employees. Like if you just focus on having just really good employees, and figuring out how to, you know, get them coming in, when customers call, or even you call customers, just, you literally just have to say, we have awesome employees and they need work. And in this environment, it's just like slam dunk. They're just like, other companies won't even call us back and you have people ready to work. It's just
right. Oh my gosh.
And right now.
That's a whole new angle. Seriously, because there's so much business to have because people can't staff. And so that's a new sort of hook, if you will, which
yeah. It really is. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, fantastic. So Clean Nation, if you're out there thinking to yourself, you know what? If Nick can do it, I can do it. Yeah. With a little support, we would love to help you. We have amazing people here. We have amazing coaches ready to talk to you whenever you're ready to give us a line. Like go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. If you just go on to the website, you'll see some free resources there. We have a fantastic webinar training that you can go through. Lots of resources. Please just reach out. Don't feel like you have to do it on your own all by yourself all the time. Thank you, Nick, so much for being here with us today. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Tracy. And it's 1,000 times easier with help, everyone. It really is.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the mantra for the day. Don't do it by yourself. You don't have to. So, all right, everybody, we will see you on the other side. Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share it with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.